It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 640.
What is happening, guys? What is going on?
Well, it's been a lot of, it's a big tech day, big tech day.
Big tech day? I mean, does tech days get you excited or does tech days get you depressed?
I mean, is that you playing our live stream?
Yeah, bro. I need to watch myself back. I can't help it. I just wanted to see. It's been handy because I'm looking at the comments and we're trying to make Mr. 97 redundant.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that I've noticed about myself is just how aggro I can get when it comes to technology and just trying to get it to work.
You know what I think it is? I think it's actually like they're feelings that are cemented when you're young. Mm-hmm. Like I remember just like getting the frustration, that feeling if someone around me couldn't do something tech related. And so I get you. I feel you. But it doesn't help that you have consumed your body weight in sugar.
Well, I haven't actually had it. To be clear, what I've had today, I've had two Tim Tams. Yeah, not great. But that was only in the last hour. For breakfast, I cooked huevos rancheros, which was like black beans with like a nice sort of like tomato-y base, Mexican sort of seasoning.
Mate, I will pay it. I saw that and it looks phenomenal. Like yeah, it looks delicious. It looks like something out of one of those sort of dingy Mexican joints in California that you go to, but the absolute bee's knees. Mm-hmm. So I do pay that. But anyway, enough about your food diet. Resetting. We are all now remote. Yesterday it was semi remote and now we're 100% remote.
Mm-hmm. Video conference calls or conference calls in general. I feel like the technology is amazing, but any time that you and I have been on a call that's involving a big corporate, they've always struggled to get it to work.
Yeah. I was at the shop today, the camera shop, and the dude there said everyone has come in for live streaming equipment in the last day or two. But I said good luck to them because I feel like I'm around some well-equipped individuals when it comes to technology.
We thought that, didn't we?
And live streaming. But if you were somehow found yourself on that live stream before, yeah, but I think it's technology is still quite hard. Mm-hmm. Like this stuff is still not straightforward, not gronk proof as we've encountered. We are real gronks. When you start thinking you're a professional, it just fucking really hits you in the dick.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about us doing a bit of a gratitude circle?
Oh yeah. Cause I want to then get to something pretty dark.
Okay, great. Really? Nothing's happening at the moment. I don't know what it could be. Sevs, you can start. What are you grateful for?
Look, just on the technology thing, we do a lot of like switching and moving around of technology and jumping from, you know, Zoom to Skype to YouTube and everything, and everyone always usually comes onto the platform that we're doing it on. So I'm pretty grateful that everyone's keen to hang out and just try out whatever we're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm grateful for my wife working from home. Mm-hmm. As of sort of today, which I feel like that's why then once Amy's working at home, we can then keep Bodhi home, which is what I've wanted. It wouldn't have been able to survive by myself. I know Shannon, I think you're looking after your little tacker by yourself. I know Shannon's on the live stream. But imagine him right now. Like it's interesting. I'm grateful for the time we're going to spend together closely over whatever the coming weeks are. It's going to be a different time. So I'm grateful for that.
What was the vibe like dropping Bodhi off at daycare?
Lot less kids were at daycare. So parents are probably already pulling their kids out if they can. And so I just had some banter with the teacher and we're just shooting the coronavirus breeze. But yeah, I don't know. It's,
What was the teacher saying?
Not much. Not much, really. I mean, not much other than just...
Sounds like great banter.
No, I think banter is a whole bunch of not much. And that's why it's great banter. If you walk away from banter and say, yeah, I really got something out of that, re-look at the banter.
Yeah, well, it's not good banter.
It's not, Shannon, don't think you got good banter.
Shannon says she is by herself with her little menace. It's tricky keeping them at home.
Yeah, yeah. Shannon, we've got to get you on the live stream at some point.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great fun.
We'll check in to see what's happening on the ground in QLD.
Gratitude from me. I'm grateful that...
Tim Tams were in stock when, when you were at the shopping centre.
I didn't actually get it. That was Bree that got the Tim Tams. I'm grateful for the fact that, like, I've got somewhere to sleep. And that, Bree and I can support each other. Like we can, when I'm feeling like shit, she can give me Advil. What does Advil even do?
It's just a painkiller, kind of painkiller.
I nearly did, and I feel like we could get around this, given that it's the way the world is at the moment. How do you feel about locking in a specific day?
Mm.
Where we all have a drink on the live stream, because I nearly got a red wine. What do you think, Sevs?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I just got to dial in when I'm drinking.
What do you know? I've got a bit of white. I've got a bit of red.
Is it going to be a wine?
I don't know, mate.
It could be anything. Have you still got all that vodka?
Yeah, we got heaps of vodka.
Yeah,
it doesn't taste that great though.
I think we just hold off for another 5 days,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it's like a weekend thing. Maybe because I was thinking about the weekend,
we could do the weekend. Yes. Like not pre-record. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. We could record on like a Sunday night, mm-hmm. and have a glass of red or whatever you want to drink. Cause I was just keeping your immune system rigidige, mm-hmm. for the next sort of week. And alcohol is a bit of a immune shitter.
Olivia says, high schools are still open at this point, and she's got 3 assessments this week. At least she'll be free after that, though.
Liv, mate, I reckon you can not worry about those assessments.
Yeah, I reckon they'll forgive you, mate. Yeah. You'll be all fine. Now, can I get to my doom and gloom?
Yeah, sure.
This is a formal press release for the Adventure Club. It's tough times for the Adventure Club.
Okay.
Based on... a lot of people sort of quarantining and being kept indoors. So it's a lot of looking at potential adventures, but there's not much on the horizon in terms of congregating and getting together to get out and about, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And off the back of that, good news for the book club.
Yeah. Look, good time for the book club, solid sort of mm-hmm. foundations for reading and also for life hacking. You know, there's probably a bunch of sort of life hacks around the house that you could dial in and
how to eat your neighbor's organs, yeah. Life hack,
how to prepare, yeah,
how to steal your brother's rations.
So Tiny Habits is the book that we're doing this month, and so on Saturday we had, great turnout on Zoom, and we'll do the same at the end of the month as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, onwards and upwards for you boys. Back to the drawing board for this old goose.
Hey, can we talk? We don't have to mention business names, but Sevs, you've been dealing with customer service of a business. can you explain the sort of things that are going on in the customer service departments around the world?
I think also you need to set it up that we were engaging in this service before the crisis, before the pandemic was, before that word was used for this thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were using a service. I had pretty bad support. I had a pretty bad support experience with them, just in terms of like how long they were taking to reply and all that sort of stuff. And it was probably a time zone thing, to be fair, but it was 24 to 48 hours per reply. And so it was just like, you get one thing and then wait another couple of days or whatever, and then they reply. Anyway, so I raised it with them that I wasn't happy with it. And they locked me in on a call with their the support representative's manager. And so I had a chat to him and he was fuming that it was 24 to 48 hours between replies. And so I had a chat with him and it wasn't serious. It was like, yeah, like, it's just like, I was hoping for a bit better response time and all this. And anyway, so I got off the call. I got my issue resolved.
And what was he saying? Was there, because the guys from overseas, I feel like, was it US? Was he in from the US?
Yeah, he was from the US.
And so the thing about, I feel like when you're chatting to someone, there is a novelty factor. Was he asking about Australia?
Nah, not really. So Shannon's asking, can we have a little context as to which industry or service? No, I won't give it away. It's technical related to do
it's
with
telco SM. Related, yeah. Essentially.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and so he was fuming, and I can't remember the word that he used, but he really wasn't happy with his support representative, his employee. And so I got back on messages with the employee and she said that she needs to improve because she just about got fired after the support request.
Yeah, but it was, can you give me some feedback? Because last time I almost got fired.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a bit awkward when you go to, especially if you go to a restaurant or whatever, or any sort of shop and you see the boss being rude to the employee. And this was like the next level, like, because they said what there would be consequences.
Yes.
Or something along. Yeah.
I can't remember what it started with R, I think the word, but.
Repercussions.
Yeah, something like that.
But reprimanded.
Reprimanded. There we go.
Lots of R words.
But yeah, no, it was full on. And he was saying that to me. So like, you can just, and there was like aggression in that. And so I'm just like, oh, that poor employee just. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so then they messaged me and yeah, she was sorry about it and trying to know what to do. She wanted to figure out what she could do to try and improve. And then we just had a bit of Corona banter. And
oh, that's nice. Yeah. Hey, TJ, I was thinking, yeah, if you can't do the Adventure Club, I propose another idea.
The Virtual Reality Club?
No, not far off. Yeah. Well, no, you're a personal trainer.
Oh,
what about if you were to do virtual sessions with people?
Yeah.
Once a week. And a few of these pop up.
The kick girls.
Yeah, you know, like I'll just slot in there alongside Sam Wood,
yeah,
the kick girls.
What's Sam Wood's one called?
28.
Yeah, great.
By Sam Wood.
You could just call it 5 days. Just like
the daily talk show.
Well, 28 days. I mean, we don't know how long we've got. 28 days sounds like a lot, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys noticed that where do you start getting lax? Like, for instance, like my eating. So with everything that's happening, I'm sort of like vanity, all these things. I know I shaved my neck. One's mentioned it.
You didn't mention my haircut either.
I mentioned it 3 days ago. When it happened.
Can you just guys mention that I'm looking great?
Yeah, you look great too.
My eyes look a bit fucking tired, to be honest. I feel like shit. Tommy can run a Zumba class, Lara says.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I was thinking about, I mean, there's a lot of people getting their TikTok dialed in.
Oh, really? What sort of TikTok? What's the TikTok content?
Oh, I mean, even Steph Claire Smith TikToking.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny? Lewis Spears. He, a comedian, he's been on our show, Spearhead Sundays is his podcast. He pointed out something really funny and it was like, and it's funny when you notice what he's pointed out, but never sort of, but you felt inside like, oh yeah. But then it connects when he says the thing and he said, what's with fucking Instagram influencer chicks posting other people's TikToks?
Yeah, sure.
And I saw somebody doing it, an influencer, posting a shitload of TikToks. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? But then he really made a point about it. And so, it's interesting when those things catch on. My brother just messaged me, mm-hmm, and he said, I've got flu symptoms.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
And I haven't spoken to my bro in since the weekend. And he said, should I get tested?
Why is he asking you?
I don't know, mate. Well,
in all seriousness.
I was flat out on the banter over the weekend. And yeah, I don't know. We're just connecting. My bros, we love each other. He just wants to talk to me.
Scooter Derek was asking me, we were talking on the phone this morning, and he was talking about, you know, do you feel a responsibility? You know, you're almost media now. You've got to be careful with what you say.
What is that, so, flagging something that we've
said? Well, no, I think he was just saying, no, he was more like, oh, yeah, do you feel like the pressure, like you need to? And absolutely not. We're just a couple of gronks. So I'll definitely pass on what Shannon Tilney says, which is I don't know whether it's where it's come from inside the office of the PM. Apparently, everything in Australia is going to be in lockdown tomorrow. Complete speculation, but just got a message about it. Wild if true.
Shannon, who sent it to you? Context, what industry?
Yeah, telco.
She's also asking JJ, can she have some beans?
Absolutely not. Well, if it's locked down tomorrow, I haven't actually got the beans yet. Got the tomato. Yeah.
Organic tomatoes.
Tin tomatoes, a lot of tin tomatoes, which apparently, Sebs, you've told me that I've paid too much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, organic increases the price, but you can get tins for like things like 70 cents.
Dude, do you know how much we paid for flour? Flour is like the bottom end, you know, 99 cents.
What are you going to make with flour?
Pasta.
Mate, it is a staple ingredient. You can make so many things.
Name three things.
You could marinate meat by dusting it with flour and then putting into some sort of marinade. You could use it for schnitzel if you have some chicken. You can make cookies, which my wife just did, and they were fucking awesome.
So you've made cookies.
Yeah.
Have you?
Dude, anything. You can make dough, you know, if you wanted to make golden syrup dumplings.
No, but I think the schnitzel example is pretty funny because you need chicken at that point. It's like you're not going to starve because your chicken's not crumbed.
You know? Oh, Shannon said sources from inside the Prime Minister's office.
Not going to say names.
I like this inside information.
Make pasta with flour, says Lara. Andrew says, hi, everybody. How are you? Andrew, mate, we're really good.
How you feel? Like, what's your health at this moment?
How do I feel? If I'm being honest with myself. My back is fucking annoying me. I'm very sore. I feel like I get very wired when it comes to, like, I need to solve problems. And so if it's not trying to work out all the food stuff and going to the, like, Bryn and I had a very low level argument. So the argument was around, she's very good when it comes to her work, right? Whereas I'm at this stage where I'm like, doomsday, everything's up in the air. We don't know what's going on. And so...
You've done two things that you've meant to do for me and you haven't done them.
Yeah. And so we've been working on this stuff. And so, but anyway, so the cans of food had arrived at the P.O. box. And the first one was we got a ding on the doorbell or whatever, and it was the courier. And he, I said, your package is here. You don't have to sign for it. I'll just leave it out. Just put it in the foyer. And so then I was cooking the huevos rancheros at the time. And I was like, I'm going to get shoes on Bree. She said, I can get it. And then she took like a few minutes before she did stuff. And I was just like getting a bit wired up where I'm like, like someone might take it. We need to, like, you need to go downstairs and get it. Like, I would have already got my shoes on and be down there. Like, I hope it's still there. So there was that. And then when I got the notification from the PO box that my stuff had arrived, I was like, great, I'm going there now. There's going to be a couple of boxes. Brie, do you mind coming with me? And she's like, I'm working for the next few hours, but I will be able to do it after that. I was like, no. It's got to be now. We need to do it now. And so I said, okay, I'll just go then. And then you know what I'm like with admin, right? Like I'm not great with admin. And anyway, in that moment before I left, she said, oh, by the way, can you return this iconic package for me? And we didn't print a label, so you're just going to have to get them to print a label. And I was just like, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, here we are. We're all going to die. It's everything's ending.
All right, mate.
Brie wants to make sure that her iconic package is so, like, returns aren't going to matter when money doesn't matter. When I'm selling beans for bread, like, it's not going to matter. And so anyway, I was like, I called 97 and I said, Sevs, can you print a label for me? Because I just don't want to, you know, because I ended up going on my own. And then as I was driving, I was calling Sevs. I said, I just don't want to take up time at the post office. And then Sevs like, oh, what size is it? I'm like, you know what? This conversation is too hard as well. I'll just do it at the post office. And so I went to the post office. No one else was there. They had face masks. They had gloves. They were very lovely.
Really?
And yeah, it was all good. And you know how easy it was? I just, like, they scanned a barcode and they printed it. Like, it didn't take much. I was expecting to have to forward a PDF.
So you got your beans?
No, I don't have my beans yet. So I had one. I did a bean test this morning, which was pre-bought beans. But I'm not calling out El Paso, but or whatever the fuck they're called. But they have a black bean product, which I believe they're just pushing kidney beans in there. They weren't black. They were dark red. They weren't black.
Mate, you can't, they would not be putting kidney beans into a black bean.
Well,
that is...
And so anyway, I did. So I made this, huevos rancheros, and that was all good. But yeah, at the moment, the tomato stuff, I got a big bottle where I can put two and a bit liters.
We didn't ask. But are you now just on to chatting about your hydration?
Well, yeah. Well, if we're talking about inflammation and stuff,
you're either a gym junkie or you're you're prepping for the world to end.
So Liv says, this is the first episode I've watched / listened to since starting term one. Sorry, Gronks, but year 12 priority. No, we get it, Liv.
If and you then, go for 2 years, we'll be still here. Yeah, you
know. And Shannon says, JJ, I'm about to be signed off for my Pilates course. We should do an online Pilates session for your back, for your core, which will in turn help you back. Free live Pilates via Zoom.
That'd be great.
I would love that. I mean, the thing is, I'm very lucky with the Gronks that we have. Goldie Guts, she came in to our studio and did a whole session. She gave me this foam wedge to put under my foot. I got to do, you know, these exercises.
He was gesturing his arms that made him look like he was
just sort of expanding.
Some kind of zombie.
Yeah, sort of expanding, that sort of stuff.
No, it's good.
So how's that going?
One step at a time.
Not dialed in yet. Hey, I've been noticing Facebook ads still running on Facebook, for some businesses, which I thought was kind of interesting.
You don't think they should be advertising?
No, nothing against advertising. Events that were still run that weren't running because they've been cancelled that are still being pushed to buy tickets. And I was like, is it my duty? Do I have to? No, I didn't say anything.
To comment?
Didn't comment.
My black beans are arriving, by the way, tomorrow. I just got a notification.
Oh, my God. Sorry. My iPhone 11, where's that? What's happening with that? Do you think they'll get
delivered? Where is it?
Well, I don't know.
Is this like your fucking iPhone last time? Mate, you waited 2 months for that thing.
You know the fucking worst thing is that I'm downgrading my plan, which is cheaper and better than my previous one. But I'm still going to be – so they don't do it until you get your new device. And so I'll be on some dumb plan if they can't give me this phone. Absolute criminals, don't you reckon?
Yeah, it's not ideal, but let's not call anyone a criminal. I thought it could be interesting to see what sort of bargains are on Oz Bargain at the moment.
Yeah.
Given the...
black beans look legit, by the way. I was just on Woolies and Coles.
You've looked at the ones that I've got?
Were they just tinned black beans?
Yeah,
why? They're special...
They're EBO organic beans.
JJ,
yes.
You know that we would sort of have these pushed to our phone every day if Mason got his shit together for the life hack club.
Oh, look at him. Great little life hack. Guzmani Gomez, free delivery.
Yeah, until we're told to not be open.
I mean, so the thing is, like Shannon saying that stuff around like, oh, we'll all be in lockdown. All of a sudden I do...
feel a bit sick.
No, I start to think like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, we need this thing or that thing. Should we do one last run? Like, I can see how it can, yeah, can create a bit of panic.
Mm. Paying up, yeah, man, half price.
George and I, Dodge and I were talking today. And we just said, I said to him, like, it's one of those moments, like, you, when you're stoned, you can sort of freak out about shit that's not really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things is like feeling like you're in a dream. And I've felt that many times when I was stoned. I'm like, this isn't real, bro. And then I see how you could get to that place quite easily.
Me personally?
No. As in just how people could.
Yeah.
In a time like this where you just have, you stopped mid sentence and it's like surreal as fuck.
Have you seen what the US are stocking up on?
Oh, what do they got? Guns.
Yeah, a lot of guns.
Forward, forward, bro.
Well, I guess like part of it is it's like, okay, fuck. The rationale is if my neighbor has a gun, I need a gun. I guess that's the rationale.
Well, you don't kill thy neighbor. It's the in the Bible, yeah,
but
bro.
If you, I don't know. So the Bree and I got, like, we've gotten very aligned, but it was the last few days. It's like I would consider it similar to traveling. When you travel, like I walked off on Bree in London once. It's just the time.
Why?
I don't know. She was being an asshole about something, and I was probably being an asshole.
Yeah. I was just going to speak for Bree, saying you were being an
asshole. Yeah, no, mate. We're both being assholes. And so, but the interesting thing is around media consumption, especially with the way I listen to my audiobooks and podcasts.
So you're listening to some dark shit or whatever, you know, whatever, yeah, it be, and then that means Bree's listening to it too.
Well, so that's the thing. So what she said last night was like, can we not listen to anything that's coronavirus related?
Mm.
Yeah, about the coronavirus.
And what did you say?
I said, sure, that's fine. And so, the book that I put on, she believed was still related to the coronavirus.
What was it? What to do when all goes pear-shaped?
It's called Emergency by Neil Strauss, and it's terrorist attacks, natural disaster, domestic crackdowns, economic collapse, riots, wars, disease, starvation. What can you do to prepare when it all hits the fan? You can learn to self-sufficient and survive outside the system. I've started to look at the world through an apocalypse eye. So anyway.
This was, you know what? That was at a time that there was nothing going on. He wrote that damn book.
Yeah. And so, I mean, there was still shit happening, I guess.
I mean, there's always shit happening, thought, but this but is a collective.
We didn't think it was going to be a natural thing, did we? We didn't think it was going to be just, we thought it was going to be someone nuking someone else. Like, we didn't
really. I never thought that was going to happen. I mean.
What? You didn't think we were going to get nuked?
I never thought there'd be a nuke. Like, not a war as we know it. Like,
what did you think was going to happen?
I mean, nothing.
You're saying that you're going to...
No, nothing in that relation. Like, I hadn't considered something of like this happening. But that's just privilege of living in a country like this, of never having to worry about that stuff.
I love a good headline.
Well, let me guess. It's our parents were called up for the war and we're being called up to sit on the couch.
No, that's a meme.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Oh no, I fucking ended up on news.com.au because I thought you must have been there. Headline that got my attention, it wasn't the actual headline, but it was sort of what they were leading with. Some experts say the global airline, most airlines will be bankrupt by May.
I've used it three times today.
It's a good one, isn't it? Good headline.
It's a great one because it just makes you think then what, how are we getting to LA?
Yeah. we did ask Virgin Australia if we could, you know, if they could sponsor us when we went to LA, maybe it's the time.
It's back on the cards.
Yeah. Just like, hey guys, you fucked up, but I'm happy to take your offer.
It'll be a bailout though. It'll be some kind of government bailout. Like,
what does that look like?
Yeah, just so much debt. So, like, they're just printing more money to give to these fucking big businesses.
So, who should we, if we wrote a list of the Titans, Sevs, can you bring up Trello or something so you can keep track of this place?
Sure.
if we were to create a list of the types of guests that we should have on the show, what sort of categories of people should we have on?
First thought, people like a doctor, someone much smarter than us, someone who understands what's happening at the moment.
Yeah.
I would like someone who is, I'm just going real dark. I was just going to say, I think there's a lot of entrepreneurs, like a lot of people in LA. We had a list of people that we didn't see when we were there that I think we can start having on. Lots of authors, lots of people who have spent time in solitude.
Isolation.
But not even, I guess it's
on their own.
Self-inflicted, or people that have written something and thought a lot about stuff. I was watching our guru, Seth Godin today. He was doing a live feed on Insta.
And what was he saying?
I was just talking about what's happening. It's a hard time and it's not going to get easier anytime soon. And that he thinks it's an opportunity for people to learn, to not just sit and watch Netflix, not just consume the headlines and not worry about the things that we can't control, and spend time on learning and contributing to the world, which for us, I think that's the podcast, showing up daily when this shit's going on. I think we got that dialed in. But for, you know, it's learning about something. It's like doing a course, lyndon.com. It's, you know, listening to, I don't know, someone teach you something.
Lewis Spears says that we should get patient zero.
Hey, bro, we were just talking about you. I was just talking about how you noticed all the influencers on TikTok on Instagram posting TikToks. And I thought that was funny because I also noticed it.
Who is Patient Zero?
Patient Zero isn't, I know, isn't he dead?
Well, yeah, you'd think
patient, probably. Well, the doctor.
Is it the bat? No, well.
Yeah. We get Lewis Spears on this show.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, it would be good to, I think there's a lot of opportunity to have heaps of different types of guests, not even sort of the classic, like, the infectious disease peeps and all, like, that's all good. And obviously, like, the news is covering a lot of all that sort of shit.
First thought. Second thought is, I think there's something in just touching in with people around the globe.
Lewis says, get patient zero's corpse. do you know, someone who works at a morgue would be interesting.
Oh, my God, mate. Speaking to a guy today who's making a video, which it might not go ahead, for a pet cremation business, which I thought was quite interesting.
Do you reckon that's a luxury, getting your pet cremated?
I mean, my parents put our dog in a towel and put him into the ground in the backyard.
Was it a beach towel?
Yeah, it was. It was
a Coca-Cola. Beachy.
Probably one of those freebies you got, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm actually feeling better. I like doing the show.
Yeah.
I feel like if we can get the thing is, annoyingly, this Zoom thing, even though it's not as sexy as what we were trying to do before, I just like that it works.
I might make a little video about my setup. I was thinking about who's more dialed in. A little competition.
Oh, yeah.
Little vlogs between the three of us. Who's more dialed in?
Well, let's look at how Sev's has a huge amount of plants. Yeah. Can you control the your light, Sev's?
No, because it's actually just here and it's not plugged in at the moment because I haven't got my power board dialed in. I've only got 5 things and I've got 6 things to plug in.
No.
Sevs, we can get you a light from the office.
No. I just need to change the power board.
No, I'm saying we get you a light because it's if we're doing nighttime sessions.
Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare. Yeah.
We're doing 11 p.m. because we have patient zero.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I wonder how North Korea is going.
I mean, they're locked down. They've all got sharp haircuts.
I wonder if anyone in North Korea has it.
It's one thing I hadn't heard of. I haven't.
Yeah,
heard
I've, but no happens. One's been talking about North Korea lately. North Korea.
They say zero.
Yeah.
Oh, really? No one knows how many virus cases Bloomberg. North Korea has. It says zero. Oh, yeah. Did you read that, Sevs?
Yeah. I didn't read. I just read the title.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. It was interesting. Yeah, I mean, media consumption's fun. Bree and I said we're going to watch Portlandia tonight.
Portlandia, I don't know what that is, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
It's a great comedy TV show.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, escape. Escape a little.
Yeah.
There's actually this great, I don't, one of you would have, I think, must have followed them, but they're on Instagram and they're doing...
That was Josh Dan Bilzerian, not me.
No, couples videos of what it's like during the coronavirus, like lockdown.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. The actually, I did see one that was, Lara said, yeah, it's North Korea. They're always locked down.
Yeah.
But I guess there's people coming in through China. There was an interesting video where a bunch of Italians did videos to themselves. Oh, did you see this?
Watched it.
So from 10, so basically what they would have told themselves 10 days ago. And I feel like that was pretty, a little bit bleak maybe.
Yeah. It's like right now, what is in 10 days? What are we talking? Mm-hmm. What is the message like? And it might be for you, Josh, you should have gone and got those extra black beans even when Ray told you not to.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, to be honest, it's going to be seasoning. And to get Delishu to send me some seasoning.
Yeah, I'm sure we could organize that.
Because I'm sort of a little bit low.
I'm going to call my bro.
Okay. The other thing too, I brought it up with Sevs, but does anyone else just feel like they've all got coronavirus now?
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring it up because I don't want to make this all about me. But I'm like 70% sure. My chest hurts. It's almost like this burning sort of like as if I'd been coughing. I haven't been coughing that much, but it's a feeling like I've been coughing for ages. Shannon says, hope your brother is okay, Tommy. Shannon,
thanks, Shannon.
I don't know. There's obviously the delay, but you've just heard about my situation. So I'm guessing that love heart was sort of shit for everyone. But anyway, it is one of those fucked up things that you can't help but like when you talk about coughing, you can't help but cough.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway.
Even the face thing, touching the face, like you just...
Yeah. Oh, I've gotten so good at soap.
Conscious, really.
What's your 20-second song? Did you see...
Jace Hawkins.
Oh, yeah.
The video of The Killers singing Mr. Brightside.
Not only that, but there's also... What's the Gordon Ramsay... He did a great video. And the thing that everyone needs to keep in mind, which I never do, it really cleaned the inside of his thumb. Not really,
I get it.
So toe thumb's been fucking, he doesn't know what's hitting.
Toe thumb needs a bath.
Yeah.
Multiple baths.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow, look at him go. Oh,
yeah, Gordon. Yeah, no, he really gets into it.
He
does the back of it. But Bree's dad works in safety and he dropped off sanitizer, but they're in you pull it away and it's like towelette type things, like KFC towelettes, but in bulk. Oh, yeah.
Great. Yeah. Can you chop a boy out?
Yeah, I can give you one.
One.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Only if you've sort of been around me as well.
My eyes are red.
Yeah, I think it's time to go. Thanks, everyone. It's a daily talk show. Sevs, we're sending out those stickers.
Yep. Yeah, I've got all the labels printed and we're good to go.
Oh, great. Okay. And you can still become a VIP Gronk. Go to thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks. Actually, I don't care about Apple reviews anymore.
All right, mate.
What's the point?
One. If you feel like it, leave one.
Nice little legacy, little tombstone. Yeah. All right. It's the Daily Talk Show. Hopefully this hasn't triggered you. If it has, you know, we're all just doing our best. And we'll see you around.
Bye, see you, everyone. Guys.